Interstate Batteries has been a proud supporter of the Sportsman's Nation since day one. With over 200,000 locations throughout the U.S. and offering 12,000 different types of batteries, stop into your local Interstate Battery store today and let them help you find the right batteries for your everyday life.
Welcome back to the Backcountry Rookies Podcast. Today's show is a little different. It's just me and Jordan talking a little bit about our sponsors and talking about giveaways. And then most importantly, in the end, you'll want to stay tuned for this, because in the end, we talk about our hunting story giveaway that we did. Well, we did one last year and we're doing one again this year. And the prize package is significantly greater than it was last year. So that's kind of what today is, just a roll up, what's been going on with us and what we got planned for the future. So before we jump into it, quick word from the sponsors and then we'll get the show going. The first sponsor I'd like to thank is Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting. If you're looking for a one-stop shop for elk hunting resources and what you need to get out into the elk woods, University of Elk Hunting is that one-stop shop. University of Elk Hunting has detailed information on everything elk hunting, from choosing your elk calls to packing an elk out of the woods, and every very valuable detail in between. Whether you're a rookie or an experienced hunter, you will learn something from this course. Use the code ROOKIES and save $20 off the University of Elk Hunting. If you're looking for more information about University of Elk Hunting, check out podcast number 4, where Corey Jacobson gives us a good rundown of the program. The second sponsor I want to thank is Go Hunt. When you purchase the Insider program, you get a program that provides you with very accurate draw odds, and you also have access to Go Hunt strategy articles that help you identify the perfect unit for your hunt. Go Hunt has become my go-to resource for choosing units to hunt in. Their filtering system allows you to sort out exactly what you're looking for in a hunting unit. Use the code ROOKIES when you purchase the Insider program and get a $50 in-store credit to be used in the Go Hunt store. If you want more information on Go Hunt, jump way back to episode number 6 with Brady Miller, where we dive deep into Go Hunt and how it can help you be successful. The third sponsor I'd like to thank is Onyx Hunt. Onyx gives you the resources you need to e-scout maps in every state by sorting them out by game management units, and then you can add additional layers to identify the areas you want to hunt most. By downloading your maps ahead of time, this allows you to see all of your maps, the layers, and any added waypoints while you're in airplane mode or on a network. This allows you to easily navigate your hunting areas. Use the code ROOKIES and save 20% off your membership today. Also, listen to podcast number 35 with Dylan Dowson, where we discuss the functions of Onyx and how to use the app. Now let's get to the show. So today I've got my good buddy and, of course, my partner here for the Backcountry Rookies, and that's Jordan Whitlow. Today we're just kind of doing we're not doing an interview. We're not really doing our normal Backcountry Rookies podcast routine that we go through. Jordan and I got a lot of stuff we want to talk about today, administrative type stuff. So I think we're going to call this like a quarterly review, where we come on and we really just kind of review what's going on and what's coming up. Today we're going to talk about a bunch of upcoming giveaways that we have. And then in the end of this show, so you have to listen to the whole thing, in the end of the show, we're going to introduce the hunting story giveaway. If you remember last year, we had a really, really awesome giveaway that we put together, and this year actually blows that one out of the water. So it's pretty awesome what we've got set up. But yeah, I got Jordan on here. So say hi, Jordan.
How's it going, everybody? Happy to be here.
Yeah, good deal. Glad to have you. So I was going to save this until the end, but I think now's a pretty good time to talk about it. So Jordan is going to be coming on as the co-host for the show. He'll be leading up over the next few months. He'll be in and out of some of the shows. He might be actually hosting some of the shows if I'm not able to do them, or we'll both be hosting them. The reason behind that is we're military guys, as many of you guys probably know. And, I found out recently that I'm going to be deploying overseas here real soon. And we want to make sure that we keep the podcast going, and we want to keep everything moving. So I brought Jordan on, and like I said, he's going to partner up and take on that role as co-host, and then even a bigger role as partner in the Backcountry Rookies. So he's going to be doing a lot of stuff on the back end, a lot of internet stuff, and a lot of that hustling that we try to do where we get a hold of companies and do giveaways and things like this. So Jordan, I really appreciate you stepping in and
taken over, or at least taken over half. You know, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to mention that, you know, depending on how your deployment goes and your location, that you'll still be on hosting as well, you know, pending location and internet services and things like that.
You don't want me to just dump all this in your lap and run away?
I don't mind. I'm a backcountry rookie 100%, and I believe in everything that you've been doing thus far and have no issues with it.
We're going to be good to go, man. So we'll be good. But one thing that I wanted to touch on, like I said, we're going to be talking about giveaways. We got that. Sorry to start out with kind of a sour note, but we'll end up on a really good one with the Hunting Story giveaway. The first thing I wanted to talk about, you heard on the intro, the sponsorships that we have for the show. So I wanted to bring that up because if you've been listening for a while, you probably remember in the beginning of the podcast, I had mentioned that I didn't want sponsors. I don't remember if I mentioned it on a podcast or on Facebook or Instagram or somewhere. So I kind of changed my tune on that a little bit, and I wanted to explain why and what happened there. So early in the year, Corey Jacobson from Elk 101 had reached out and said he liked the program. He liked being a guest on the program, on the show when he was on, and that he wanted to sponsor the show. Now, believe it or not, some people probably won't believe this, but I actually had to take some time, and I talked to Jordan about it, and I talked to Jeremy, and I talked to some of the other backcountry rookie team members that we have about that sponsorship and whether or not we should do it. It seems like it should be a no-brainer, but I really wanted to keep the podcast as like as pure as we could. You know, I didn't want to have to be promoting all kinds of random products and doing all this, you know, just promotional stuff. I wanted to keep the podcast educational and not focused on gear and different whatever. So when Corey reached out, we talked a long time about it. And so the fact that Corey has an educational platform with the University of Elk Hunting, which to me, it's the finest one out there. It's incredible. The fact that Corey had an educational program that was able to help educate backcountry rookies, it seemed like a perfect fit. So we talked a lot about that, and you know, we agreed to take on Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting as a sponsor. And then from there, that kind of got me thinking that there's more companies out there that are promoting that education, and there's companies that can help hunters that are new to the backcountry. And that's what we decided that we wanted to do. So you won't see us have sponsorships with people that don't provide some sort of service back to the listener. Am I making any sense over there, Jordan?
100%. I know we had a lot of long, in-depth conversations over the sponsorship issue and what we wanted to do. And I think it's important to note that, you know, these are the companies that we 100% believe in and will help everything from a beginning hunter to an expert hunter. Like, these are some backcountry big game pretty much must-haves.
Right. I agree. And that's, like he said, when we talked about this is kind of what we decided. So after Elk 101 sponsored us, then we kind of started looking at what else do we use that is so functional and that helps provide that service back to the listeners and the followers, and how can we bring those programs or applications, whatever you want to call it, how can we bring those over to help support the followers of the backcountry rookies? So I reached out to Go Hunt, and then I reached out to Onyx, because to be honest with you, when I sit down and I start to plan for a hunt, there's three things that come up on my computer. It's University of Elk Hunting, because I'm going through that course, right? I'm trying to teach myself elk hunting through that course. Go Hunt comes up, and I start peeling through Go Hunt and using their filtering system to try to identify what unit that I want to hunt in. And then once I've identified that unit or two or three, I'm jumping into Onyx and I'm using their system to sort those units, right? I'm using them. I'm looking for burns. I'm looking at trailheads. I'm looking at the elevation increase and decrease and inclines. And so those three products, to me, if you're able to bring all, if it's for elk hunting especially, if you can bring all three of those things together, you're building a pretty powerful program for people I'll never say set themselves up for success, because last year I used all three of those systems and wasn't successful. We had a successful hunt. I just didn't get to put anything on the ground. You know, we were into elk every day. We heard the bugles. We heard cow calls. We saw elk. We just never had a shot opportunity. But I think it builds, like I said, not necessarily success, but it's certainly going to build confidence so that when you hit the woods, you're ready to go, right? Your mind is right. You know what you're doing. You've studied the University of Elk Hunting. You know your unit's right because you filtered it out through Go Hunt. And you hit the trailhead and you've got Onyx downloaded and it's on your phone and you're tracking yourself and you're looking at your maps and all your waypoints that are preset. So I think it's a perfect setup. Maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody would argue with me, but I think it's really, really hard to argue that point.
You're not going to get an argument here. I used Go Hunt for the first time this year because I put in for pronghorn here in Colorado and was pretty unfamiliar with where to hunt. I mean, it breaks it down into units, how much public land is available in those units to draw odds. Like, it is just a great tool. And then the same thing, I hopped over to Onyx, and you know, that's where I do the majority of my e-scouting is on Onyx.
Yep.
It's amazing. And then if you have hunting partners, just to be able to share the waypoints back and forth, it really makes it a lot easier and takes a lot of the guessing out of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can sort out that public and private land boundaries and you just know where you're hunting at. So anyway, that's enough about sponsorships. I just wanted to bring it up because I figured somewhere down the road somebody was going to say, hey, you said you'd never be sponsored. Well, okay, I guess I lied to you. But the fact of the matter is we put these sponsors in place because we know how much of a benefit they are to the listeners of the show and the social media followers and all of that stuff. So if you don't have it, I totally recommend using it. And, you know, promo code rookies across the board on any of those three, University of Elk Hunting, Go Hunt, and Onyx, and you get some sort of kickback. You heard it in the intro, what you get. So, okay, with that, sorry if we beat a dead sponsorship horse, but I thought it was important to talk through that. Next, let's move on to upcoming giveaways. So if you've been following along so far this year, January, February, March, April, we had four really good giveaways that went out, and we've got a lot of great ones coming up. So in the next, let's see, when does this show release? When this show releases, it'll be May 1st, and on May 1st, we're going to kick out the next, the May giveaway. And if you remember, if you go back to podcast number 34, we had Jesse Greger on from Next Mile Meals. So Jesse, in the end of that show, she talked about donating some meals for a giveaway. So here it is. This is May. We're going to be giving away Next Mile Meals. She's giving away two meals. And then we also have an MSR Pocket Rocket 2. If you don't know what that is, it's a little burner, one of the little ultralight burners that just screws onto the top of a canister of fuel. And I have one. I really like it. I took it last year with me to Colorado. I use the jet boil most of the time, but Neil, my hunting partner last year, he didn't have a stove. So he used that MSR Pocket Rocket. And by the end of the week, he was commenting on how much he liked using it and how it's easy and lightweight it was. So MSR donated that. I've got a GSI Glacier cup. So just a little stainless steel cup. And then a Cedar Summit Alpha, I think it's aluminum, long spoon. So pretty much everything you need minus a can of fuel in order to sit down and have a nice meal in the backcountry. So like I said, you get a couple of meals from Next Mile, MSR Pocket Rocket 2, GSI Cup, Cedar Summit Long Spoon. Pretty good setup right there, I think.
Yeah, that covers a whole aspect of your hunting right there. There's all your meals and everything you need minus the can of gas to cook it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, not all your meals, unless you're doing a 2-day hunt, then you're going to be set up. But no, check those out. So all of these giveaways and stuff, we're going to link all these into the blog on the website, which is backcountryrookies.com. And there's going to be links and everything you need will all be there. So if you're curious about what's coming up in May, you can go and look at all of them. Or everything's pretty simple on Google, right? You can Google Next Mile Meals and it's going to pop right up. But yep, solid setup. And that's for May. June, we got, so for June, we've got Black Diamond donated a spot headlamp. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the spot headlamp, but it's almost like the standard. You'd see a backcountry hunter somewhere, they've probably got a black diamond spot on them somewhere.
I went cheap last year and just got a $15 Energizer from Home Depot, right? And then Jeremy hunting next to me with his black diamond, it was like mine wasn't even on. It was night and day. Yeah. It is definitely an awesome headlamp.
Yeah, they're nice. And they're lightweight. They're small, compact. So that thing's really, really cool. I was happy that they donated that. And they Black Diamond also donated a set of trekking poles. And these are the Trail Ergo Cork trekking poles. And I haven't used them. I want to, though. They're still in the package, and they're sitting over there in my office. And I look at them all the time. I'm like, man, those things are nice. And the little cork handles on them, or they're like, well, they're ergo, just like the name, right? They're ergonomic the way that they're set up, and they feel really, really comfortable. So I may be upgrading mine to a set of those black diamonds by the, you know, in the near future. July. So July, I'm looking forward to all these giveaways, but July is going to be a really cool one. So FHF Gear, who makes all kinds of pouches and vinyl harnesses and just all kinds of really good quality equipment, FHF is donating a vinyl harness. And Razco, if you haven't heard of Razco, check out Razco Holsters. They make a really cool rig that mounts to the bottom of your vinyl harness, and then your pistol slides in there. So your pistol rides on your chest instead of somewhere on your belt where you can't hardly get to it, and it's just in a weird spot and taking up space on your belt. Razco designed it to where it sits right on your chest. And I think the reason why I'm really looking forward to this is because Jordan and I are actually testing out some of the Razco holsters right now. I've got one on that I'm taking to Oregon with me bear hunting in a couple of weeks. And I have the FHF vinyl harness because I wanted to try the full system. And Jordan got the universal harness, which mounts to any, I'm sorry, the universal holster, which mounts to any harness. And I'll let you talk about that setup, Jordan.
Yeah, I was skeptical at first because you think a universal holster harness and you're like, all right, well, you know, there's hundreds of different vinyl harnesses out there. How universal can it be? And I have the Badlands vinyl harness, and it fits on there like gloves. I've been wearing it for the last 3 weeks here turkey hunting. Not that I need a sidearm to turkey hunt, but just to get out there, rough it up and test it out, see how durable and reliable it is. And I got to tell you, I forget it's even there. And it was the easiest thing in the world to put on. It attaches in less than 10 seconds. And so far, I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah, I like mine too. It's really comfortable. So we have always carried in the military, that's where you carry your pistol, right? I've carried mine on my chest rig. Every time I've been deployed, I've always had a pistol on my chest rig. And so when I found these Razco holsters, I knew for sure I wanted to try one because I hate it when it's on my belt. And this just seems really, really cool. And I've been shooting my bow with it a little bit here and there, just trying to see if it obstructs the draw, you know, or gets in the way and it's just uncomfortable. I don't even realize it's there. So anyway, that's going to be July. That's a really cool month. And, you know, we're just trying to get it out early enough that a person can get it all set up and get situated. Now, the vinyl harness that I have right now it's for a set of 10x42s. So if you win and you've got a set of 12x50s or something, you just let me know and I'll get with Paul over at FHF and we'll get it swapped out and get you what you need. But currently, you know, most likely the person that wins will have a set of 10x42s. And then Razco, we don't have that on hand right now, but Justin over there that runs the company, as soon as we find out what pistol the winner has, then he's going to make one because he makes them on order. And he makes them for just a wide array of pistols and revolvers and pretty much everything that you could think of. So that's July. For August, Go Hunt, one of the sponsors of the program here. So thanks to Go Hunt. Go Hunt donated a kill kit. They're trying to bring it up here so I could tell you what was in it. And I can't. I'm having trouble bringing it up. So, Jordan, you got it over there?
Yeah. So everything comes in a stuff sack, and you get a Caribou Gear game bag set that consists of 50 feet of some reflective cord, a 33-gallon plastic contractor bag, one roll of fluorescent orange marking tape, a roll of electrical tape, one set of orange gloves, and one black Bic pen, along with a couple of towelettes in case you get a little dirty. So those Caribou game bags are legit, though. I know Gus had them last year, and even after packing out in them, they cleaned up real good for you to be able to reuse them.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think it looks like a really, really nice setup, and I know anything in there is going to be good. Go Hunt's not going to put something that's not good quality in there. And I brought it. I got it up here now, but I think it's cool they even put a pen in there. So you got an ink pen if you need to write on your tags or something.
Got everything. I think the other part of that giveaway was something you could notch your tag out with.
Yep. So that's the other part. So we also, if you remember a couple of shows ago, I don't know, three maybe, we had Patrick Rollins from the Randall's Adventure and Training and SE Knives. And Essie donated an Azula 2 to go with that kill kit. So we're giving it away in August. That way you'll have it before you go out hunting. So it'll be given away in the first couple of weeks. We'll get it in the mail, get it shipped off to you, and hopefully you got a nice kill kit. The winner has a nice kill kit before they hit the woods. But, yep, it's going to have that Essie knife and then the kill kit from Go Hunt. So pretty sweet setup there. I was excited to get that one put together. September giveaway. So another donation from MSR, and this is their trail-based water filter. I can't talk much about this thing right now. I'm taking it with. I have one for myself that I got, and then we'll be doing the giveaway for one. It's a pretty slick little setup, man. It's got a gravity bag that's like a 2-liter dirty water bag, and then there's a clean water bag that you can put in your backpack so that you have your water source, and then it's got a tube on it, you know, a drink tube and stuff. And then it also comes with a little pump. So if you find a little bitty spot of water, you know, a little puddle or something, and you need to pump some water, it has that pump with it too. So it's pretty much like a full everything that you would need to get water. You fill up that dirty bag and let it gravity feed into the clean water bag, throw it in your backpack. Pretty cool setup.
I'm looking at it right now, and this thing looks really cool.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we may have downplayed it a little bit being at a, you know, close to $150 value here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, man. I'm excited to use it. Not that I think we're going to be scavenging for water in Oregon, but I'm going to take it and just test all the functions and features and the little pump and stuff.
Yeah, make sure you don't get any floaties in there.
Yeah, definitely. I have the 2-liter. They make two different versions. There's a 2-liter and a 4-liter. And the one for the giveaway is just the 2-liter. So you get a 2-liter dirty bag, 2-liter clean bag, and then a drink tube. Yep, so that's it. That is up to September. And then I hate to break your hearts, but October and November, we're not doing any giveaways, man. I'm going to be sitting in Afghanistan, and the rest of the guys are going to be out hunting.
Way to introduce me when I take over. There's no more giveaways. But let's be honest, it's the fall. Who's logging on to social media to enter giveaways? Like, everyone's out hunting.
Right. Giveaways are for spring and summertime. So anyway, October, November, sorry, we're out hunting. Well, those guys are out hunting. I'm hunting Taliban or something. Anyway, December is the big hunting story giveaway. So if you don't remember the hunting story giveaway last year, or if you weren't listening to the show at that point, what we did was we invited listeners to submit their hunting stories, right? To write them up, Word document, whatever, and submit those to us through the website. And then we sorted through all of those hunting stories until we figured out which archery story was our favorite and the rifle story, which one of those was our favorite. And then those were the two winners that we had. And they received a pretty sweet prize package last year.
Yeah. Looking at the list for the giveaway for this year, it's just insane. And also, if you're the archery winner, I'll be having you on the podcast so you can tell your story, and the same for the rifle winner of the giveaway, so that everyone else can, you know, hear firsthand your account of how it all went down.
Yep. And that's what we did last year. So you can jump back to, I think I had them on in February or March. You can jump back as we did those two stories. So they came on and talked about it. One was Pat Casey's elk hunt. And then the other one was a really cool moose hunt up in Idaho. So anyway, so let's jump into it, man. The archery winner this year will get, so you get your choice of a brand new Prime hunting bow. And we've partnered up with Prime to do that giveaway, and they're hooking us up. Originally, I had a new CT5 and Sitka camo, and you'll understand why it was in Sitka here in a minute. But it was all in Sitka camo, and I had it all dressed out, and I was going to give away that bow. And then after doing some more talks with Prime Hunting or with Prime Bows, we're just going to give away a brand new one. And the reason for that is really because I don't know what the winner is going to want, right? I'm shooting a CT5, 70-pounder, 30-inch draw length. That may not be the winner. The winner might be, you know, a female hunter or something that needs a little, like a 50-pound bow and a CT3 or a Logic or something. So basically, the winner gets a new Prime hunting bow of your choice. You just go onto the website and pick it out, and then the color that you want, and then I'll get in touch, or myself or Jordan will get in touch with the guy over at Prime, and we'll get your bow ordered for you, whichever one you want. I love those CTs, the Primes. What Prime's got going on right now, they're killing it. I've got two of them. Gus just bought one. My buddy Neil has been kicking around the idea. I think he's been saying he would like to try one out, and They're nice, man. I'm shooting the Synergy Hybrid and then the CT5. So you don't just get a bow, right? You're not just getting a bow. You're going to get a full total package. The bow, I have a crossover stabilizer, if you're not familiar with that. It's a telescoping stabilizer that works a lot like a leg of a tripod or something like that, where you kind of twist lock and then extend them out and set them up. And that's a 12 to 33 inch. Really cool stabilizers. I'm running my CT5 has the 12 to 33, and then my Synergy Hybrid has a smaller one, and I can't remember what the size of that one is. It's like 8 to 24 or something. They're nice, good quality, good construction, solid stabilizer. And then you get a HHA Virtus Rest and then a HHA Optimizer Light Sight. So total, and a tight spot quiver on the side. So you're going to have a total setup on the bow. I won't say it'll be ready to shoot because it's not going to be, you're going to have to get all that stuff set up for you, but you're going to have all the stuff that you need to make it ready to shoot, right?
You'll get all the expensive stuff.
Yeah, right. And then we're also going to throw in a dozen arrows, and that, I haven't nailed all that stuff down yet for the arrows, and that's, it really boils down, every person is different, and like I said, if I had a dozen 300 spine arrows sitting here, sure as sure can be, the winner would be a female hunter that needs to shoot 55 pounds, and those are not the right spined arrow for it. You will also get a dozen arrows. We just haven't nailed down which ones you're going to get yet. So also Vortex. Of course, Vortex was a big sponsor last year for the giveaway, and this year they've donated another pair of the Vortex Viper HD 10x42s, which are a fantastic binocular. I used them for quite a while, and to be honest with you, I still recommend those. If anybody ever asks me what kind of binos should they buy, that's usually what I recommend.
I know I'm upgrading to them this year. I got the Diamondback 10x42s now, and I think it's time to upgrade to the Vipers, and it's probably the last pair I'm ever going to have to buy, especially with the lifetime warranty.
Yep. You're right. Absolutely right. I got rid of mine and ended up with a pair of Razors, but I'm telling you, those Vipers are just phenomenal for what they are. So there you go for the archery package. Like I said, you get a brand new bow with a rest, a sight, a quiver, you'll get some arrows, and then a set of binos. And then also, like Jordan said a minute ago, you get the opportunity to come on and tell your story on the podcast. So the winner gets invited, and we'll set up the time and all of that stuff to come on and share that story, which that was a lot of fun to do that last year to bring those guys on. And because when you read it, you know how it is, right? You read a story, and you put your own emotion into it where you think emotion needs to be. And then when the actual person that was there lived it, it just really brings the story to life. It's cool. That'll be a lot of fun again. For the rifle package. All right. So the rifle package was donated. This is all provided by Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting and Corey Jacobson. Most of it. I'm sorry, there's a couple things that weren't. But so we talked about trying to do a rifle, and I was trying to get a Browning X-Bolt because that's what I shoot, and that's Jordan shoots, and it's just a killer factory rifle. But anyway, I didn't really want to deal with FFLs and trying to ship to somebody and having to worry about them being possibly not being able to own a firearm or something like that. So we kind of scrapped the idea of a rifle. And in talking with Corey over at Elk 101, we decided to do a Sitka gear package. So the rifle winner is going to get fully set up with a set of camouflage from Elk 101 and from Sitka. And that is, the pants are the mountain pants, which are really, really nice pants. They're just a good quality, kind of an all-around, year-round type of pant. You can wear them in the summertime. You can wear them in the winter with a layer underneath of them. It's just a good quality pant. And I will back up and say that all of this is like the Corey Jacobson. This is what he wears, right? So most of this stuff was put together by him. I only had a little bit of input on a couple of these things.
So tried and true. From, yeah, Corey Jacobson.
Very tried and true. And I'm going to have to clarify, I think it's all subalpine. Their camouflage color is subalpine, which is the green colored one. I don't know if you have the option of going with the Optifade, which is the one that's kind of a more gray. But I think everything's subalpine for the giveaway. But I'll clarify. Anyway, mountain pant. And then for a base layer top, you're going to get the Core Crew long sleeve, which is their synthetic base layer. I've got one of those, and I really like that thing. A lot of times, synthetics get pretty stinky for me pretty quick. And when I was in Arizona, I was wearing that Core Crew, and I wore that thing for 4 days straight. And I mean, everything gets a little stinky after 4 days, but it wasn't as bad as some of the other synthetics that I've tried. So
you did pretty good. You did a base layer review not that long ago, didn't you? And wasn't that part of it?
It was yeah. Part of it. Actually, I'm not even going to release that thing, to be honest with you.
And if you only knew how many videos I've made, and I was like, all right, I'm going to send this one over to Chad, and then I watch it several dozen times. I'm like, nah, no one ever needs to see this.
yeah, that's mine and mine alone. Yeah. Yep. So moving on, base layers. So base layer, yep, you get the Core Crew lightweight long sleeve. For the mid layer, I asked if we could include the Apex hoodie. I think the Apex hoodie right now is probably one of the best mid layer or base layer. You can wear it as a base layer. Pieces of gear that's on the market across the board. Doesn't matter what company's doing it. That thing is killer. It's kind of a hybrid between, there's some Merino and there's some synthetic and there's some DWR in the shoulders. So it makes it really, really water resistant. And then, like I said, the chest and under the sleeves and everything is a Merino wool. Again, when I was in Arizona, I tried that thing out pretty heavily too. And I wore it as a base layer for a couple of days, just next to the skin. They were just a little bit chillier days. I don't remember the temps. I want to say it was maybe starting out around like 45 degrees or something like that. And that thing was perfect. I really, really like it. Most likely that thing will be in my bag or on my body at the bear hunt the whole time.
I know you've just about talked me into one.
For a jacket, it's the Kelvin Active. The Kelvin Active jacket, which is a nice little soft shell type of jacket. And there's no hood or anything on. It's just a collar jacket that zips up. Pretty sweet jacket. Has a Merino beanie, pair of gloves, the Traverse gloves, and then a pair of their Merino boxers. So you pretty much get everything you need for the a hunt, right? This is a kind of an early season setup, early to mid season setup, and that's for the And then you also get a pair of Vortex Viper HD 10x42s. And Jordan's going to have you on the show. So that's that. That's the rifle winner.
I'm looking forward to these. We got some good stories last year, and now I expect quite a few more this year, especially these prize packages are insane.
Yeah. And so again, all of this stuff, we're going to post this up on a blog on the website pretty soon. I'll try to get it done maybe this weekend so that when it's up, or when the show releases, it'll be up and then people can go and you can check out all, there's links to everything if you want to just go and click on the link and find everything. But just to recap for the rifle, it's the Mountain, all made by Sitka. It's the Mountain Pant, the Core Crew lightweight long sleeve base layer, Apex hoodie, Kelvin active jacket, a Merino beanie, Traverse gloves, and a pair of boxers.
And the Vortex Vipers. Runner up for each gets a 1-year membership to University of Elk Hunting. Call packages with a few diaphragm calls and a bugle tube, and Onyx premium membership, which is good for one state of your choosing.
Yep. So there you go. Doesn't have to be the best story and you can still win. So last year we didn't do that runner up, and there was so many good stories that it was really hard to choose. And this year I decided that we needed to at least have something for second place gets. I think that's a great package too. 1-year membership to University of Elk Hunting, call packages. So basically that call package, if you look through my Instagram feed on the @BackcountryRookies, there's a couple of giveaways in there that have the pictures of all that call package, but it's a set of 3 diaphragms. And then there's a, Temptress elk call, and then the Sitka wrapped bugle tube. And I think that's it. So my show notes here, we already talked about the deployment, Jordan coming on as a partner and co-host. The last thing I was going to talk about was just to promote all of our social media platforms before we hang this thing up. So just remember that we're out there. Instagram is @BackcountryRookies. Facebook is same thing, Backcountry Rookies across the board, honestly. You can go to YouTube. We have a few YouTube videos out there. I expect now that the weather's starting to get better, we're probably going to start seeing a lot more YouTube videos. There'll be a video, a review here in a month or so about the Razco holster and the FHF vinyl harness. That'll be both myself and Jordan putting that together. But anyway, YouTube is Backcountry Rookies. And then we also have the Backcountry Rookies Nation, which is our private group on Facebook. And I want to say we're up to about 630 people in that group right now. So there's always a lot of good conversation on there. Somebody posts a question just about every day and they get plenty of responses to read through. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great tool to where if you have a question about, you know, where to hunt, to, you know, what gloves you should wear in October, you're going to get 15-20 comments with everyone's opinion and really help you on your decision. And it's the same thing with Instagram. You know, if you're out there and you take a cool picture, use the hashtag #BackcountryRookies so we can start sharing some of the awesome content that you guys put out.
Yep. That one's, I don't know how many times that's been hit. I think a couple hundred people have hashtag, which usually it's me or Jordan or Jeremy or Gus or one of us, Bear or Kyle or something. But it's cool. I would love to see other people posting in there. So hashtag Backcountry Rookies.
Yeah, absolutely. There's 265 posts as of today. And like you said, most of them are us, but we like to see the rest of the rookies out there.
Yeah, definitely. And expect, like I said, expect just more content. We've taken on, if you watch the Instagram IGTV video that I did, we're starting to put together a really, really solid team. Of course, the core, you know, the original guys are all still there. Me, Jordan, Gus, Jeremy. And then we've got Bear and Kyle both out in Montana. Kyle's doing a lot of product reviews and stuff, and he enjoys writing product reviews. So he just wrote one up a couple weeks ago about boots. And then he's working on one right now for base layers that's like synthetic versus Merino, and when to wear it, what climates to wear, you know, just kind of talking about both. And then Bear is doing a lot of really cool stuff that we want to see spread across the West, right? So Bear's doing a lot of inspirational type of stuff where he's inviting people out on hikes, and he's trying to get people from his local area to go out and do hikes. And I mean, he's got his own group going on, but he's doing it to support the Backcountry Rookies, and he's going to start adding in some educational classes and things like that so that he can help. If somebody doesn't know, right, if they don't know how to tune a bow, they're going to start putting together some classes and things to help people learn the basics of backcountry hunting. And I think that's really, really cool. And we're going to start, I'm hoping that we're going to start seeing that more and more, where people are doing events like that across all the Western states. I don't even all the states, really. It doesn't matter. If you're trying to teach somebody something in Indiana that they're trying to go out and backcountry hunt, then even better, right?
Yeah, I would say all the states. I mean, you'd be surprised. I would venture to guess that the majority of the population in the Eastern United States doesn't even know about the public land opportunities out here.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. I've got a podcast coming up that I'm working on nailing down all the details right now, but it's the idea, but basically I'm just trying to find the right person. But the idea of that upcoming show is going to be conservation. And what is it? I think a lot of people don't actually understand what conservation is. And then game management, predator management, and how all of that stuff ties together. And that's going to be a fun show to do. Should be coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and then it'll go out probably late May. You'll start hearing about it. So anyway, I think that's all I got, Jordan. Unless you got anything else. It's your show now. You can have it. I'm out.
Yeah, just like that.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to do my best to keep myself relevant while I'm deployed. And I know Jordan's going to do a great job, and he's got the team to you know, get behind him if he needs help with anything. So I think it's going to be cool, and Jordan's going to be the guy for at least nine. I don't go anywhere until the fall, so I'm still going to be around for the next few months. And then when I leave, we're just hoping that I can call back occasionally, you know, and or every show would be great, but if it's every other or every third or something, it'd be, you know, we'll get it done.
We'll keep it going. If you go look for Backcountry Rookies in May of 2020 and we're not around, no, I screwed it up.
It's all Jordan's fault. Nah, we're good. So you got all the places to go and find us. Jordan, what's your Instagram and Facebook?
Jordan_backcountryrookies, and I'm more active on Instagram than I am on Facebook. But Facebook, it's just Jordan M. Whitlow. Reach out if you have any other questions or issues pertaining to backcountry rookies or anything, and I'll do my best to answer your questions or find you to someone who can.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. And then Jordan will have access to the main Instagram and Facebook, and he's going to have access to all that stuff when I'm gone too. So it's not like you got to find him at Jordan at Backcountry Rookies when he'll be able to respond on the main page too. Okie dokie, man. I appreciate coming on, Jordan.
I appreciate you having me. I look forward to introducing myself into more of these as the spring, summer, and fall comes around.
Sounds good, dude. Well, we'll chat later.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Out of here.
Well, I appreciate Jordan coming on and sharing that stuff with you and talking about him taking over as co-host. And next week, I'm not sure what I got for you. So I'll be shooting the Total Archery Challenge this coming Saturday here in San Antonio. And I'm going to try to put together some content from the Total Archery Challenge. So I'm hoping that's I'm hoping that's next week's show is some interviews from that. If not, it'll be some bear hunting stuff for the upcoming bear hunt. Me, Gus the Goat, and Jeremy, and Billy Hackworth. Billy he owns Switching Camo. We're all going to go out and do some bear hunting in Oregon here in a couple weeks. So we'll have some content for that for sure. I just don't know if it's going to be next week or 2 weeks from now or maybe three. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks to Dan Johnson and the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network. Go over there and check out all the shows Dan's got going on. He's got a lot of good stuff. Out of here.